Then you might describe the weather. It's you can't drive today. It's too
icy.
Or
too foggy.
I'll wave my arms and everything. It seems to help somehow or other.
It'll help, it sure will.
Now, if you haven't had any rain for several weeks, you might call it a rather serious, what? No rain.
Drought.
And is that pretty short? Would that be a short one or long? Do you have any difference? For example, would you say any other word for that, for drought? You're calling anything
spell.
A dry spell, would you say? Mm-hmm.
That's what we'd say. It's been a long, dry spell.
Yeah, not dry, long, dry.
Is one longer than the other, or are they about the same, or how would you say? Just a couple weeks, would it be a dry spell? Or?
Well,
no, I wouldn't say so here.
I would say for a dry spell, you'd have to have at least a month in this country, 30 days.
Uh-huh. And a drought would be shorter or longer?
A drought would be longer.
Okay.
To me, it would.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 40 days or 50
yes,
days.
Yes, or maybe 6 months. Anyhow, longer.
I don't have those very often.
No, we hope.
I like to have a rain every so often.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you didn't have any wind this morning, and this afternoon you had a great deal of wind, you might say, it looks like the wind is, no wind this morning, but now you have a lot of wind.
Increasing.
And you probably use the same
thing. Yes, are springing up, you could say. There are two terms that we use around here a great deal.
Uh-huh. Whenever you think of something which is similar.
Two, all right.
No,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be a contradiction. There
I
may
see.
Be, there's always more than one way.
Yes,
to
yes.
To say things, almost always. Now, if we had a good deal of wind this morning, but not much in the afternoon, you might say, looks like the wind is...
Died down. Is that...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or dying down with
yeah, the wind.
You would never say the wind is laying or
never heard of
easing
that.
Up or anything like that.
What?
No, we've never heard
I wouldn't.
That.
I'd say the wind is dying down.
Okay. And you look out in late October on the grass, you see some white stuff in the morning. It's not snow,
it's frost.
And you ever call it a freeze?
Not unless it does.
I could see ice. That is a frost. I wouldn't call it a freeze, but on ice, I'd call that a freeze.
I see. And you might look out and say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze over.
Okay. And you never say skimmed over or scaled over anything. Okay. Now, these are other parts of the country. They use these.
Yeah.
I just check once in a while. Now, you say we're in a living room here, and you used to call it a sitting room and a parlor, or there were separate rooms in some cases, but you never call it the front room?
Yes, sir. I've heard that expression in my family. Right here, we don't use it.
That would be an old
We have several rooms, by the way, in this old house.
Well, would you name some of the rooms in the house?
I would say that this is the living room. Now then, we have out here is where Mr. Organ is, and where we are there quite
There's
a little.
There's a lounge quite a little bit there.
Yes, and we read there a great deal. You'll have to play a piece on your organ for
me.
Dining room is out there.
Yes, and then the dining room kitchen beside, so for two people.
Uh-huh. And the place you sleep, the room you sleep in is a...
Bedroom.
And the place you wash your face is...
Bathroom.
And some houses have, above the second floor, a place where they store stuff up.
Attic.
Uh-huh. Or storeroom.
Would that be up there too? Or
yes, that would be. I would say it would be with any of my family because that's where we all stored. It was up out of the way.
We call it an attic, but anyhow, storeroom and you store stuff up there. So,
and you have a small, what do you call this?
Hallway.